Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. Please don't blame me for the snow. All right? But it is February. So for all of you who are like, wait a second, there's snow and it's cold outside. It's February. You know, we were kind of tricked by the earlier warmth and all the rest of that. But it is so good to see all of you here. It is good to have all of you with us if you are online with us as we now step into our season of Lent, this springtime for our souls. Today we gather in contemplation and in meditation as we add our voices in praise and thanksgiving for all of God's blessings. I'm really glad that all of you are here today. This coming Wednesday in 7 o'clock in the evening, we begin our midweek Lenten services. This year, we're looking at the prophet windows that you can see. Oh, the sun's right behind them. They actually look pretty good right now. And this Wednesday, we're looking at that middle window and talking about Moses, who was a prophet of God and a leader of God's people throughout the Exodus. And so join us, if you can, for our midweek Lenten service. There are all sorts of announcements printed in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them. Please, please, please keep your sisters and brothers in your prayers if you are adding prayer to your Lenten discipline. But we have gathered this morning so that we might be in worship. So let us begin that worship by joining together in our gathering song, Revelation Song. Let us rise and sing together.
All creation I sing praise to the King.
of grace. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. All creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Holy God, Heavenly Father, in the waters of the flood you saved the chosen, and in the wilderness of temptation you protected your Son from sin. Renew us in the gift of baptism. May your holy angels be with us, that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson this morning is from the 9th chapter of the book of Genesis. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second lesson this morning is from 1 Peter, beginning at the 18th verse of the 3rd chapter. "Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, 8 persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God and for all a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark in the 1st chapter. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Here they come. How are you? How are you? And you guys are, if you want to come on up, you can come. Otherwise, you're also close enough. So you, come on, have a seat. All right, these are some of my stuffed animals. I like my stuffed animals. Do you have stuffed animals at home? Yeah? Do you have a favorite one? What's your favorite one? Actually, my favorite one isn't here. My all-time favorite one is still at home in my bedroom. He's little Petey the panda bear, all right? And I just love my stuffed animals because they give me all kinds of comfort. They're all so soft and cuddly. And you know, when you don't feel so good, it's really nice to do that, all right? Today in the gospel story, we talk about God and how God provides comfort for us. In the middle of that story, it said Jesus was out in the wilderness, tempted by the devil, and it said that there were wild animals with him and angels, all providing comfort. Before that was the story of Jesus' baptism, where the voice of God came and the Spirit came down and God gave Jesus comfort. And then it said, after John was arrested, Jesus went out and began to proclaim. And where did he find all of the strength? And where did he find all of the stuff that he needed? God was with him, just like Horton here. All right? God comes to you, each of you, and brings you comfort, and brings you grace, and brings you strength, and tries to help you. Stuffed animals are wonderful, but the true wonder comes in knowing that God loves each of you. Remember that. Hold that close, for God is with you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the comfort, the strength, the love that you bring us. Help us to remember that you love us and guide us and help us. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great morning. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we have three different stories, two of which we have already heard in our time after the Epiphany. One is the story of the baptism of Jesus. We had that on that Sunday for the baptism of our Lord. And another is the opening of Jesus' ministry in Galilee. But sandwiched in between those two stories is Mark's version of the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. And you see, this part is the key story in our first Sunday in Lent. But you see, to me, the other two are equally important because they give us a glimpse of the blessing and of the progress of Jesus' ministry, as well as showing us the struggle of temptation that Jesus faced and that all of us face as well. Today, we follow Jesus as he travels. First, he goes from Nazareth down to the River Jordan. It's kind of parallel to the trip that Mary and Joseph made from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. This time there was no census. This time there was no tax collection going on. And yet Jesus was still compelled to make this trip. He was compelled to meet John there at the River Jordan. Now, theologically, we understand that Jesus did not need a baptism for repentance, but Jesus did need a moment, the moment that started everything. This is why Jesus went down to the Jordan. And as he came up out of the river, amazing things began to happen. The heavens were torn apart. That is, everything that separated God from humanity was rendered moot. And then the Spirit descends upon Jesus like a dove, and a voice declares, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the beginning of the beginning. Jesus came to the Jordan to mark the start of what it is that he came to do. You may remember at Christmas when we heard promises that Jesus would save the world, that he would save us all, that he would save you and me. And Jesus is here to begin that. And then when Jesus arrives back in Galilee, that's really the end of the beginning. That's where he proclaims that the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. Here Jesus is giving us the terms of his ministry, because for Jesus now, the time of God's profound work of love is now. The kingdom of God is close. It is near to hand. And there is good news for all of us. And so that's all just amazing and fabulous. But today we are gathered to wrestle with that middle story, the temptation. Because that same spirit that descended on Jesus like a dove, that same spirit who descended like a dove, which is the symbol of peace, that same spirit now drives Jesus out into the wilderness. That in itself is bad enough. There's the easy path to go from Jordan back to Nazareth. And then there's the wilderness path. The wilderness path from the Jordan back to Galilee was rough and it was difficult. But it wasn't just into that wilderness that the Spirit drove Jesus. It was into that wilderness to be tempted. Jesus' status as God's beloved Son with whom he was well pleased does not preclude the struggle with temptation. Not even Jesus' status as God the Son precludes that struggle with temptation. The heavens being opened, the peaceful presence of the Spirit, none of that precludes Jesus from these moments of temptation, wrestling with Satan, and even with his own needs and desires. For us, that is news, because it shows us that even as children of God, we will be tempted. In fact, ours may be a greater temptation, since we are being encouraged to say no to them. Matthew, in his gospel, gives us a story of the tempter coming with three questions. Mark just tells us that Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days and was tempted by Satan. And I think he was tempted for all of those 40 days. Now it says that there were wild beasts with him and angels with him, but that's still 40 straight days of temptation. Now in honesty, we're all sitting there saying, but I'm tempted every day. And I think that that too was true for Jesus, but these 40 days were extra brutal. You see, our 40 days for Lent comes from these 40 days of temptation. And while those 40 days of temptation were brutal for Jesus, Lent for us is meant to be a blessing and an opportunity for growth. This opportunity for growth and blessing, it's not trumped by the temptation, because Jesus has shown us that it is possible to say no. We can say no to temptation. Our 40 days of Lent are given so that we might find strength in our relationship with God, strength in our relationship with one another. Our 40 days are meant to help us as we proclaim the good news of God's love in Jesus our Savior. Because you see, that's what Jesus does when those temptations are done. When Satan leaves Jesus for another time, Jesus begins to proclaim the love and the kingdom and the imminence of God and the forgiveness, life, and salvation that comes to us all through grace. The tempter didn't stop this, couldn't stop this. Jesus was able to withstand the temptation and then began the salvation ministry so that we and all of humanity can have hope. So it is with these stories that Jesus shows us that we have hope as children of God. We have come from this font, blessed and strengthened, named and claimed. Now, it is also true that we are tempted, that we are weak, that we are imprisoned by our sin. But today, Jesus shows us that we are blessed as well as tempted. We are strengthened as well as weak. We are redeemed as well as imprisoned. Jesus shows us that the grace and care are ours, so that we have all that we need to proclaim the message of love to our neighbors, whether in word or in deed. We are blessed and strengthened, redeemed and forgiven, so that we too might follow Jesus, joining in the proclamation of God's goodness now and always. We who have felt this love of God, we who get to see it all around us from Genesis to now. You see, in our Genesis story, we see the rainbow as God's loving promise to all humanity. We also here see the cross. And when we see that cross, we see the depth and the breadth of God's love for all of us. These windows all around us show us the beauty and love of God for all of us, as do the faces gathered here in the pews nearby. We taste and see the bread and wine and there receive the gifts that God provides. We are encouraged daily to recall our baptism and the grace that it provides us. We see God's love all around us. And through all these things and so much more, we are challenged to go into the world with the hope of God, proclaiming the time fulfilled, the kingdom at hand, and urging others to also repent, believe, and proclaim. Jesus shows us that no matter how great a temptation may be, we can find the strength to say no. Jesus also shows us that in those moments when we don't say no, the love of God is still with us. Forgiveness is still possible, and we will have help to try and try and try again. Jesus entered his 40 days at the urging of the Holy Spirit. We too have entered our 40 days at the Spirit's urging. The presence of God's love is here for us to discover, and the disciplines of Lent stand by us to grant us aid and comfort, strength and peace. May your Lenten journey be filled with hope from Jesus and love from God. Amen. We began our Lenten confession of sin on Ash Wednesday. Let us rise and continue that confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your way to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. And now, trusting in God's promise to reconcile all things, let us pray for the church, the well-being of creation, and a world in need. O God, our truth, the ark of your church has room for many expressions of faith. We give thanks for voices that challenge and awaken your people. Lord, in your mercy, God, our Maker, you remember your covenant with the earth and its inhabitants. Rescue communities and creatures hurting from natural disasters. Preserve species and habitats endangered by human carelessness and disregard. Lord, in your mercy. God, our Light, you know our weakness. Free all who govern from the temptations of power. Sustain all who work for human rights in every nation. Lord, in your mercy. God, our help, You care for your beloved children. Comfort all who are grieving, ill, afraid, in pain or in despair. Feed hungry people living in food deserts. Protect any at risk from exploitation and abuse. Lord, in your mercy, O God, our home, you gather your people. Grant us health and safety as we assemble. Keep us mindful of any who are homebound, hospitalized, convalescing, or traveling. We also pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease, as we pray for these who are known to us, who need your wholeness. We pray for Roger, Darlene, Judith, Brenda, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy, God, our hope, you promise eternal life to your beloved children. We remember with gratitude those who have lived and died in faith. We pray especially for Richard Loomis, Joe Meyer, Andrew Wolford. Grant that we may also dwell with you in everlasting peace. Lord, in your mercy, accompany us on our journey, God of grace, and receive the prayers of our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the God of grace and glory go with you as you follow this Lenten path, wherever it takes you and to whomever it takes you. May you go with the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stay warm this week as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
World's tyrant rage, and battle. yourself finds my